The Mishnah, Yud Beis Amud Beis, has a situation. A man had Erisin a year ago, and now it has Nisuin on Wednesday. Nisuin, this is Liyom Ravi. Then Thursday morning, he comes to Bezdin, and he says, Pesach Pasuach Metzasi. He's not interested in Shavi Anafshi Ta'asa, the woman. Although it's going to be a Svek Sveka, that's not the issue. He's interested in being Mafsid Ksuba. As the Gemara said before, that the Chachamim were Mesakin Ksuba, we Rav Rishayim Paskin against Rabbeinu Tam, that Ksuba, even Ksuba's Psula is Labdaraisa, Ksuba's Halmanim, the never was a Machlokes, Ksuba's Psula, Rav Rishayim Paskin is only the Rabbana. The Heim Heiminu, because it's Heim Omer Heim Omer, because the whole sheet of Ksuba is only with the Rabbana, and so they give them on. If the Baal comes and he says, Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, so his name will have Sidi Ksubasa. So the Mishnah describes such a situation. The husband comes to Bezna Thursday morning, says Pesach Pesach Matzasi, and he wants to get divorced. Why? Because Kitcha Becheskes Psula, and Imtzes Beula. So he says that it's a Hoya Mikre Mekach Toys. He needed to get, either by the Rabbon or Misafek. The Gemara had it 2 days later. If you find a Mum Gadol, Kitcha Stam, Kinsa Stam, and then you find a Mum Gadol, so the Mishnah says you need a get, but you don't pay the ksuba. So the Gemara had two pshatim, whether the get is with the Rabban, or the get is a suffix deraisa l'chumer. But he doesn't want to pay the ksuba. He doesn't want to pay the ksuba at all. Oya mikre mekach tos, and we learn shad mekach tos legamrei mashma, that he doesn't pay anything. So what does she say? That's what he says. So what does she say? She says, I know what the facts is. I know what the facts are. He doesn't know. He says, maybe she was already bu'ula, before Erisin, maybe and maybe not. And she says, Bevadai not so. He gave her a ksuba at the time of Erisin. So she says, at the time of Erisin, she was a psula. She was entitled to the full amount. She says, Misherestani nanasti, benestachosadeu. She was nensdatachtov, so even if he's a kohen. And she's asur Allah, but it's not all. It doesn't look such a case. So it's a bari v'shemo. It's a bari v'shemo. Lohoitzi. She claims the husband is divorcing her. He's angry. He needs to get the either the Rabbanan or Safik deraisa l'chumis. He's giving her the get. And then he doesn't want to pay the ksuba. So she claims that Tainas Bari, he owes her the full amount of the ksuba. Met Mishera Stanina and asked him in a staff for Sadeh. And he says, I don't know. So she's the Taveya. She says, Bari that you owe me, Masayim Zuz. He's the Nitva. And he says, any day, I'm not so sure. Any day, I'm nischayafti. If he would have said any day, Praticha, there's a mission in the end of Bava Kama, next to Leah's Dab, the end of Bava Kama, that everyone agrees that Yechai. Bori V'shema, where it's any day in Praticha, any day in Niftarti. But if it's any day in this Chayafti, so that's not a Mishnah, so that's a Machlekes HaMoraim. So the Gemara says, wow, it comes out that that's a Machlekes HaTanaim. It comes out the Machlekes HaMoraim is really a Machlekes HaTanaim. We have a tradition, had a Paskin on this. What's a tradition? Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. Sometimes it says over Piskei Halacha name of Rav, sometimes the name of Shmuel. So he says over in the name of Shmuel, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. He commented on the Mishnah later. Mishnah, the next daf, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the two Mishnahs, so the second Mishnah, the second half of the second Mishnah. A single girl is pregnant. How did that miracle happen? Once happened before. How did the miracle happen again? Haisim Uberis. A single girl's baby. Who is the father of the baby? So if a girl is married and she has a baby, we say Robila Sacharabal. We don't know for sure. Maybe the child is a mamza, maybe someone else made her pregnant. So the Gemara assumes Robila Sacharabal, the child is probably not a mamza. The child is probably not a mamza. If you can check with the DNA and the blood type and so on, it can be Mavara that he's not the father. You still don't know whether the child is a mamza. How can it be that the woman is pregnant from somebody other than her husband's child is not a mamzer? So the Gemara says in Yevamos, little Yevamos, Akam habal bas Yisrael, even baal esh yisish, the blood is not a mamzer. So even if, let's say, a woman is pregnant and the husband is impotent, you can't have any children. So it's obvious she became pregnant from someone else. So if you don't know who impregnated her, maybe it's a goy, maybe it's a Jew, so it's still only a suffix mamzer. It's not going to be a baal mamzer. Thus you can tell by the DNA that it's Vadai, that this person, the Zera came from him. So then it'll bite the Shiloh. Maybe it's artificial insemination. Who said that they had Bia Mamash? Moshe has a Psak. that if you use artificial insemination from Zera, from someone else other than the Baal, Moshe says that the child is not a mamzer. Not everyone agrees, but that's the accepted psak these days. Moshe said it's not a mamzer. So you can't tell. So here we're talking, Bisman HaTorah didn't have any artificial insemination, they didn't have this kind of stuff. So if you have a single girl, and she's pregnant, who's the father of the baby? We don't know. So there is a possibility that it's her brother. There's a possibility that she became pregnant from one of the arayis and the child is a mamzer. So the worst it could be is going to be a suffix mamzer. So what's that going to do? It's not a bad mamzer. You don't know. Roid people in the world, are either nochrim or not relatives. It's highly the odds are that the child is not a mamzer, but still, that's called the suffix mamzer. What's the din of a suffix mamzer? The suffix mamzer is mutam and ha-teira, and with the rabbanon, the suffix mamzer is us. So they say, Haisam Uberis, a single girl is pregnant, but Amrullo, and the neighbors ask her, Matim Shulubazel, who's the father of the baby? So she says, Mish Plaini, the Kainu. She says, it's not a mamzer, it's not my brother. She's Nisabra from a Jewish person, and the child is a Kain. So do we believe her, or do we say the child is a suffix mamzer? So that's the Machalek Satanan, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezram, Nemenes. We don't slap on the chumer midirabbanan that suffix mamzer is aser midirabbanan. She's that menace. Rabbi Shuaim alavim pia on the chayim, the same expression that he uses in previous Mishnah. Al areza becheskes mabaris on the nasa of the mamzer. The child is a suffix puzzle. Maybe he's a suffix mamzer. Maybe suffix nasan. Achadavi raya lidvareho. Yeah. So Shmuel was quoted. Rabbi Yuda quotes in the name of Shmuel. Halachet Rabbi Gamliel. So we pass on like our Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Lezer that the Isha is the menace. Taka, why is the Isha the menace? What the mother has the manas to say, whether the child is a kosher or a pasul. This is special the manas the father has. Father has the manas. Let's say a family is married, a couple is married, they have a whole bunch of children, and the father's about to make out a tzavua. And he says, you should give pishnaim to the second son. They say, what about the first son's up to the first son is not mine. I know bavadai, the first child is not mine. So the Mishnah says Yakir. The Gemara says in Bava Basi, look, Sabchor ben Astoy, Yakir. Yakir, Yakir ben Alachem. The father's name to say who's the Bchor, even though we know that this is the oldest child and this is a younger child. He says on a younger child that he's the Bchor. So the father's name to say, both in Didi Mominus and regarding Isidahet, his name to say that this is the Bchor that is entitled to Pishnaim. One Chiddush. And Chiddush number two is that the father's belief to declare that the child is a mamzer. What's the chiddush at the father's neman to say that this child should get pishnayim? Is that a chiddush that he has nemanis to be believed that this child should get the pishnayim? So the Gemara has a whole discussion in Bava Basra and in Kiddushin. That's not such a big chiddush. And in the normal course of events, it looks like the oldest child is entitled to pishnayim. So the father is an eid echad, changing the situation in didim mamanis. So it should really require two kosher eidim. He's only an eid echad. And is an eight puzzle, he's related to the children. He really shouldn't be believed at all. So the Gemara says, no, we have a din, eid echad is neman, and diniman is whenever it's biyada. Here it's biyada, the father has all the assets, all available to him. So if he wants, he can make a kinyan now, give the pishnaim to the second child. Shaloi b'teres yerushim. So since he can bring about the same result anyway, so that's biyada. So that's halacha. Eid echad is neman. Indeed, mamanis whenever it's biyada. So the Gemara asks, what do you need the pasuk for? What do you need the pasuk yakir? So if you hold, you need the pasuk to tell me that he's a mamzer. We'll get to that. So that's a chiddush. What if you hold the father's not neman to say the child is mamzer? Father's only neman for the pishnayim purposes. What do you need the pasuk for? So the Gemara says maybe you need the pasuk in the following situation. Father says this is the bchor. The father's only 50 years old. Gachorim recommend that a person should make out a will when he reaches the age of 50. To have an asmachta, to have an alderach hadrash, that the pasuk says, when it comes shnas hayovel, everybody gives back as they mikne in Eretz Yisrael. It's de'achuza, and it's they mikne. It's de'achuza, gap Yerusha from their father, grandfather, great-grandfather, all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun. So it's de'achuza, when it comes yovel, you keep it. If you bought it, stay mikne, then you have to return it back to the original owner. You only own it until Yovel. Bisman sheYovel noig, bisman sheYovel is not noig, bisman sheYovel noig. So the fields go back. So the pasuk says, "B'shnas haYovel azos, toshuvu isha lachuzasa." So the pasuk pshat in the pasuk goes, "The laws of Yovel are noig. person get an eved ibiyaz yotzei lecheres, toshuv elisha lachizasei, and also that a person gets back his steachuzah that was owned by someone else until the shnasayev. So the achrayim used as a melitza b'shnasayev alazas, when a person reaches the age of 50, doesn't go on yoyv. Person reaches the age of 50, toshuv elisha lachizasei, they should consider the fact they're going to return to their maker, and they should make out a tzavua. Everyone should make out a tzavua when they reach the age of 50. So the father makes out a tzavua at the age of 50, and in the tzavua he writes that the first son is not mine, he's a mamzet, someone else's son, and the second child, who's clearly 10 years younger than the first one, is entitled to pishnai. So the Gemara says it's not really biyodai, it's only biyodai on the assets that he has now. He's only 50 years old, he's going to live another 70 years at the Meri Yasim Shana. He's going to live another 70 years. So he's going to earn a lot more money in the next 70 years. So he's going to give Pishnai to the second son. The Pishnai may be more than all the assets that he has now. So he's not Neman to say the second child is the Bchor B'yoda because he could have given all the assets to the second son now. He's giving, he may turn out that he's giving assets a davish lo bali yalam that he doesn't even have yet for later. So the Gemara says, that's why you need a pasuk. Then the Gemara raises the question, but what about according to Reb Meir? Reb Meir holds out a machtan davish lo bali yalam, so it's even biyadai to give all of the assets that he's going to earn in the future. He says, the second child is the bchor. You should give him pishnaim. And I should be naman, even though I'm an edechot pasul, I'm a karev, I'm only edechot, I'm not karev. I should be believed because biyadi to be makna everything that I will earn until the age of 120, even a davish lebal yalam, I can be makna right now. So vayter, if you hold like Rav Meir and you hold that the pasuk is not telling me that the father is naman to declare the child as a mamzer, if you hold some mamzer, that's already a chiddush. Then you need a pasuk for that. But if you hold the father is only naman and dini mamanis and he surim imamayna loyafinon, you can't. That's the crux of the machlokes here. We usually have a klal yisurim imamayna loyafinon. So the pasuk says yakir, the father's neman. The context of the parsha is neman and dini mamanis. So the tanaim had a machlokes. Do you say he's even neman legabi yisav heter or not? The chiddush haTorah that the father has neman is yakir. Is it only restricted to mamanis, or should you say yisurim imamayna loyafinon? What does that depend on? So that you got to know. The Netziv has a discussion and his commentary on the sifrei. Got to know what does the klal mean in Surim Maraleafina? When should it apply? When should it not apply? Got to work on that. So the Gemara says, if you hold that the chiddush nemanus of Yakir is only with respect to dini mamanus, so according to Reb Meir, what do you need it for? It's biyoda to give even the money, even the earnings that he's going to get in the next 70 years, because he can make a kinyan on davish lebaliyam. So the Gemara gives an answer that even according to Reb Meir, that you can be makdan davish lebaliyam, that's only if ultimately it is Bala Olam. Let's say I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, I'm negotiating to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. So I sell you, they're not going to sell it to you. I'm a rich man, they may sell it to me. You're out of the question, you don't stand the chance. I'm going to buy the Brooklyn, I'm not interested in owning the Brooklyn Bridge, I have no interest. So I sell it already to you before. So I say, in the event that I succeed in convincing the city to sell me the Brooklyn Bridge, I'm selling it to you. Fine. So if you hold like Reb Meir, you make a kinyan on the davish al bali olam. If ultimately I acquire ownership of the Brooklyn Bridge, then the kinyan that I made on the davish al bali olam would take effect then. What if I was negotiating to buy the Brooklyn Bridge and I never succeeded? So I never got it. So Reb Meir's davish al bali olam, ah, if ultimately I get it. If ultimately I never succeed in getting it, then there's nothing to discuss. Reb Meir also agrees he can't make a kinyan on a davish al bali olam. Can make a kinyan of a davish lebali olam that it should be chalak yeshiyah olam. So now the Gemara says, what if I make a kinyan on a davish lebali olam, and at the time, let's say my father is very wealthy. My father's still alive. So my father has a mansion that's worth $1 million. So I sell you the mansion before my father dies. So that's a davish lebali olam. So according to Reb Meir, if my father dies while I'm still alive, then the kinyan that I made on the mansion is chal when I'll acquire ownership. What if at the time my father dies, I'm a la bardas? So Yerusha, I get bal korchi. Yerusha, you don't have to be a bardas. But if a person is a la bardas, then you can't make kinyanim. You can't make any kinyan. So the Gemara sounds like it says that Even if you are like Rav Meir, Adam Makna Domash La Bali Yalam, that's only, it'll be Chalik Ishiyav La Olam, provided that he's a Bardas at the time that it is Bala Olam. But if at the time that I'll acquire ownership of the Nechasim, I will not be a Bardas. How did I acquire ownership? Birusha. So if at the time that I'll acquire ownership of the Nechasim, I will not be a Bardas, even Rav Meir would agree that the kinyan that you made on the Domish Labal Yom is not Kani Michal. So that's what the Gemara says. I need the Pasuk of Yakir, even if you hold that the Nemanis of the father is only restricted to the situation of Dini Mamanis, he's not Neman to say that the child is a Mamza. He's Surimim Amayin Aloy Afina. He's only Neman vis-a-vis the Dini Mamanis that the second child gets the Pishnayim. So the Gemara raised the issue, what do you need a Pasuk for? That said, then we know Biyodo Eidechot is Neman, whenever it's Biyodoi. And Dini Mamanis. So the Gemara answers, there's a possibility. So the Gemara says, on a Dovah Shal Abaliyah. The Gemara, if you are like Rav Meir, so the Dovah Shal Abaliyah is also beyond. The Gemara says, sometimes he may be saying, give him Pishnayim, and he'll be getting Pishnayim where there is no Biyodai. He'll acquire a Yehilah. The father, who's saying Pliny is the Bechar, will acquire Nechasim at a time. But Nechasim is Nafullah Kishahu Goses. When the father is Allah Bardas, even Ramey would agree that in such a case there is no Biyodah. The Kinyan on a Dovish Labali Yoylam wouldn't be Chal in such a case. So then you need the Chiddush, Yakir, that the father is Neman, despite the fact that it's not Biyodah. Fine, that's the Gemara.
Why isn't it a plain issue of prayer? We don't know what he's going to have later. Doesn't Ramey hold prayer also? Isn't this an issue of prayer? The guy's what even if he's gonna get stuff,
that's going to this one. No. Reira is if I want something to be chal now and it's not mavura, what is being chal on? That's you have to write a get lishma. He used to be married to two wives and both wives have the same name, Hadassah Bes Eliyahu, and now he can't afford it. So everything is so expensive. So he tells the sefer, write a get after divorce one of the wives. I didn't decide which one. So the get has to be written lishma at the time of ksiva. So the sefer is writing a get lishma. The sefer himself is not sure. The husband himself is not sure which wife he's going to divorce. He says, within the next month, I'll make up my wife. I'll make up my mind whether I'm divorcing the younger wife or the older wife. And they have the exact same thing. Hadassah Bas Eliyahu. So that's Ein Breira, because you're going to say, when he makes his mind up after the month is up, you're going to say, Yigloi Milsalem Afreya, that the get was written a month ago, the shmo of this woman. Because he said, write the get, the shmo of the woman that I make up a mind. So if you need something to be chalam afreya, then you say, ein brera. Here the Yerusha is not chalam afreya. The father has no manas to say, Ploni is the b'chor. So that's not a shayla of brera. If and when he will die, we're going to know how much assets he has and what the chelek ha-pishnaim is. So whenever you say something will be mizbara later, and the chalois will take place from that time on, everyone agrees that that's good. Everyone agrees that's not an issue of brevi, that's a gemara baba kama. If I say, shnei lugan shani osid lahafrish, somebody buys tevel on Erev Shabbos. He buys wine that's tevel. Kef yayim ben hakusim. The kusim were religious, but they were chashudim on lifnei iver. Because they learned shat lifnei iver not to put a stumbling block. And the hell if I give you a tray for food, whatever you don't know won't hurt you, and you're not doing any aver. So they would sell us tray for food. They won't tell us that it's tray, and they had the attitude, whatever he does not won't hurt him, and it's not there. So if you buy yayin, minakusim, you have to be mafish chumas amaisis. So it's Erev Shabbos, I want to drink the wine on Shabbos. So you have to be mafish chumas amaisis before Shabbos. I'm running late for shul. I have no time to go be mafish. As I say, 2%, I'm at Soy Shabbos, I'm going to be mafish chumas amaisis. 2% that I'm going to pour into this container, that's going to be truma. I want to be truma now. I don't know which drops of wine it's going to be. After Havdalah, I'll separate it. And then I want to glory, Milson, I'm afraid that those drops of wine, wherever they are, should be truma now. The 10% that I'm going to pour into the second container should become my Sirisha now, before Shabbos. And the 9%, 10%, what's left? 9% of everything is going to become my Sisheni. I want it to become my Sisheni now. So if you want it to be Chafreya, it's only going to be Mizbar after Havdalah, which drops of wine he designated as the Truma Gedoyla Maiser Rishon Maiser Sheni, but he wants the Truma and the Maiser to be Chal on Erev Shabbos because he wants to drink the wine on Shabbos. So that's a machlekes where the Yesh Brera Ein Brera, we Paskin Ein Brera, but there I say Ein Brera. But if he says Shnei lugnu shani yosid lahafrish. Harehein truma lekisha afrishay. Then the Gemara says everybody agrees. You don't want that. You're not asking that it should be chal amachreya. You want that it should be chal mikan al habo. After it'll be misbar. So that the Gemara said that's not an issue of breira. That's making a chalais lachalamid. I give again. Harei zikit lachalamid yom. You can make a kinyan now, and the chalais will take place later. See, the mafish truma semaisis. He wants it to be chal later. Likishay is bar. So the same over here. There's no issue. The Yerusha. The Pishnaim is going to go after I die. At the time I die, everything will be misbarer. How much assets I have and how much Pishnaim the guy's going to get. So it's not a Shaila Breira. It's a Shaila Namanas. So we pass the halacha like the Tana, like Reb Yudin. Not only is the father Neman, when he says this child is a Bechor, not that child, not only is the father Neman vis-a-vis the Pishnaim, even though it's not B'yodai, father is even Neman vis-a-vis Mamzeris. He's never to say that the first child is a mamzer and the second child is my oldest child.
He's never to say he's not his child only by virtue of signifying the second child is his child. Mela, the first one, is a mamzer. Can he say directly that he's not my child?
That's a discussion in the Rishonim how far you go. Let's say he only has one child. He only has one child. He says this child is a mamzer. So do you say he's neman to say the child is a mamza only agav the Yerusha? Only if he says, I want the second child to get pishnaim, so mele, he's inferring that the first child is a mamza. What if he only has one child? He says, the one child that I have is not mine. My wife has mezana with my brother, with my next door neighbor who's Jewish, and the child is a mamza. So that's Tosis has two opinions about that. That's a deal. So let's say the second din. We pass on like the Tana Rabbi Yudah. This not only is the father neman, Yakir, he's Naman vis-a-vis Bidi Mamanis, even though it's not Biyodai, that's a Chiddush, it's not Biyodai. In Mamanis, you need two kosher edim. The father has Namanis for the Yerusha. The father needs to have Namanis to declare that the child is a Mamza. Is that a Chiddush or not? What's the din? To ascertain that somebody is a Mamza. Is that considered Erech Naman v'Yisurim? So that should be Poshut. Anyone else would also be Naman to say the child is a Mamza. Or do you say no? To ascertain that somebody is a mamzer is considered like a dovish of the erva, and mikra edin a dovish of the erva should require two kosher edim, and it's a chiddush that the father is neman b'tar's father. Yeah. So that's a discussion, and Rebbe Kivega has a tshuva, had a correspondence with the nesivos about this. They lived in two different countries, but they used to correspond with each other. Each one held that the other one was the godel ador. So, even if one should assume. Even if one should assume that Mamzeris is not a Dovish of Yerva, even if one should assume that it's Eidech Adem and Bisurim, but the children are 25 years old already. So the child was assumed to be a kosher all the 25 years. Father wakes up when the child is 25 years old, so he's saying, Keneged HaChazakeh, it's been assumed all along the child is not a Mamzer. Father wakes up now, father's 50 years old, making out his will. And he says, I want everybody to know that the oldest child is a Mamzer. The next child is the kosher, is mine. So there, even if one would declare that Mamzeris is Yisurim, Eidech and then Yisurim, but if it's Eidech, it can Eger HaZakeh, so the Ramah, Paskins like the Bali Atosis. There's a discussion in the Gemara in Yevamos, on Daf Pei Zayin, Daf Pei Ches. What's the din of Eidech, can Eger HaZakeh? HaZakeh
is that he was considered
It was assumed to be like that. That's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. That's a different kind of chazak. And Erechot Keneged Roiv is always Neman. That everybody agrees. Erechot Keneged Roiv is Neman. But Erechot Keneged Chazakeh is a Dion in the Gemara. And it's a question what the Maskana was. So Taisus Sheet is, there are more Paskans like the Balia. Taisus Sheet is, Erechot Keneged Chazakeh Zaina Neman. And many chachmas svarim hold not so. Erechot keneged hachazaka is them. What's an example? How can that be? How can that be? We had a kasha. We had yesterday. We said over the Pnei Yeshua's Kal V'chomer, which the Ramban preceded him saying the same Kal V'chomer. If ain't holchem, there was a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Bava Basra. Could you be mitzi moment based on a robe? We know a robe is good in Isa V'heta. Acharam la'atas, aposeg and parshas mishpatim. You say Roiv is good to be Moitzi Momen from a Mukhsagana. So that was a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel. We pass an El Hochma Momen Achare. Roiv is not good to be Moitzi Momen. So the Ramban and the Pnei Yeshua both made a Kal V'chomer. The ruba b'chazaka ruba ade. If roiv is stronger than chazaka, so if roiv is not good to be mighty moment from a muchzak, kavuchaim the chazaka is not good to be mighty moment from a muchzak. That was what they said. So here, the Shev Shmait says, bother with this kasha. If ruba b'chazaka ruba adif, and eid echad can get a chazaka is no good. Eid echad, balei atayis is old. Eid echad can get a chazaka is no good. So it should be a kavuchaim eid echad can get a roiv should certainly be no good. That's a beferishi gemara that is not so. At the end of the first parak, in Ksubas eid echad can get a chazaka is a tayis is old is no good. Eid echad can get a roiv is a gemara. Eid echad is good can get a roiv. So how come? What happened to the kavuchaim? If ruba v'chazaka ruba adif, rov is stronger than chazaka. Eid echad can get a chazaka is no good. So eid echad can get a roiv is certainly no good. So the answer is, Beis Halevi explains, the answer is, eid echad can get a chazaka is not because chazaka is stronger than eid echad. Eid echad says, I know what the facts are. Chazaka means, if you don't know what the facts are, so then you assume, however you were knowing yesterday, you should assume everything stayed the same, it didn't change. So really, Eid Echad should be better than Chazaka. It doesn't make sense. Eid Echad can get a Chazaka. Why did the Baalei HaTosfos learn that the Maskana Sagamar in Yevam Mishnah Pei Zayin was Eid Echad can get a Chazaka is not good? So the answer is based on Gemara's Eid Echad b'hakchosh alav klumi. If the Eid Echad comes and he's mukchosh, if the time the Eid Echad gives the Eidus, it's Eid Echad b'hakchosh, he's being contradicted, so we can't accept such an Eid Echad. So Eid Echad can get a chazaka. This was always assumed. This person was always assumed not to be a mamzer. This food is always assumed to be hegdish, whatever. It's assumed to be hegdish. Eid Echad is saying can get a chazaka. That's called Eid Echad b'hakchosha. But whenever Eid Echad says can get a raiv, we know every raiv. We know there's a miut. It's 95% likelihood that it's this way. 5% chance that it's not so. So if you have an Eid Echad can get a raiv, that's not called Eid Echad b'hakchosha. Every Raif says it's 95% chance like this, 5% chance like that. So the Eid Echad is better. Eid Echad is telling you what the facts are. The Raif doesn't know what the facts are. The Raif is telling you the probability. Eid Echad is being fair. He tells you the facts are this belongs to the 5%. It doesn't belong to the 95%. But if you say Eid Echad, can I get a chazaka? So Taisus understood. There are more pastors like Taisus. Where would you find this in Shulchan Aruch? Eid Echad Neman B'Yisur. Where does it belong? A little bit, those who learn here a day, it's a little bit Simon Aleph, Nilcha Shchita, that the Shechet is Neman to say that he Shecht it properly, or the Shechet is Neman to say that he made it Nevela. Other people, the Shechet says he did a good job, and the Edom are watching say he didn't do a good job. So that's discussed in Simon Aleph. But the main discussion of Erechna Misurim is somewhere else. It's in the second Chelik here a day. In Hilchas Dam Yenim, right? Why is it in Hilchas Dam Yenim? Because that's where the Gemara put it. The Gemara in Perek HaNizokin has the whole discussion. To what extent do you say Eid Echad and Misurim? If somebody comes, my next day neighbor comes and says, oh, you were away for a week last week, you were in Eretz Yisrael, a guy climbed into your window, into your apartment, he was Menasach your wine. The Gemara has the whole discussion of Eid Echad and Misurim, to what extent is Eid Echad Neman, in the context of Nisnasach Yenech. So because the Gemara had it there, so the Shulchan Aruch put it over there. As I say, the Rambam took all the Gemaras and he derived the Klolim. And he writes all the Klolim in a logical fashion. And the Shulchan Aruch took everything and put it back the way it was in the Gemara. So you have to know, in what context does the Gemara talk about Eid Echad and Misurim? In the context of Yai Nesach, so that's where you find it in Yeriday. It really belongs somewhere else. It should belong in Simon Aleph. The whole thing should be in Simon Aleph. So that's what the Beis HaLevi explains. Eid Echad Kenegar HaRoiv is Beferish Igmar, the end of the first parak in Ksubas. Eid Echad Kenegar HaRoiv is Nema. Why? Eid Echad is a Birur. Eid Echad tells us what the facts are. The Roiv just tells you what the likelihood is. So the Roiv tells you, it's 95% likely like this, 5% chance the other way. Or the Eid Echad comes and he says, this case belongs to the 5%. Kol HaKavah. So we'll accept what he has to say. That's not called Eid Echad B'HaKosha. The Rav doesn't contradict the Eid Echad. The Rav says it's probably like this, but there's a 5% chance it's like that. So Eid Echad comes and he says, the facts are, this belongs to the 5%. But if he said Eid Echad, can I get a chazaka? We always assume that it's one way. Now he's telling us to change it. So that's called Eid Echad b'hakchoshim. That's what the Gemara says. Eid Echad b'hakchoshim lav klumi. Not because, if you have Eid Echad, can I get Eid Echad? It's not because, like, trey or trey, Do you believe them? Do you believe them? Eid Echad Bat Kosha is no good, even if one Eid Echad should be believed, the other Eid Echad should not be believed. That's cases in the Gemara. If when the Eid Echad comes, he's already bought Bat Kosha, so you can't accept, you're not Mekabel the Eidus in the first place. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos holds. So again, so if there's a Machlekes Achreinim, whether establishing Mamzeris, to establish that someone is a Mamzer, is that considered Echad Nev Misurim? Or is that considered Dov Shebi'erva? So if it's considered Dov Shebi'erva, of course it's a chiddush that the father is believed to declare that his child is a mamzer. You should require two kosher eidim. Here it's only eid echad and he's a relative. So you shouldn't be believed. So that for sure is a chiddush. And even if one should assume that mamzeris is eid echad and bisurim, it's still a chiddush that the father is believed. He's not telling us the minute the baby is born, I want everybody to know. He's not telling us before the child is born, you don't know what the status is. The child's already 25 years old. We have been assuming for the last, the kid got aliyah since his bar mitzvah. We say, Yamad Pliny Ben Pliny. But all we've been assuming that this man is the father. Now, if the child is 25, the father says, no, the facts are all wrong. So this is called Eid Echad, Keneged HaChazakah. So even if you hold that Mamzeris is Isurim, but the Balei HaTosfos would say that Eid Echad, Keneged HaChazakah Zeinanem. That's called Eid Echad Bakosha Lav Klumi.
Rabbi say when we did Sikha that a robe which is not a beard, you can be mitzarif the miut to the Sveika because the miut still exists by the robe which is just an amaga. By a robe which is a beard, so then the miut is if it's commission, like it doesn't exist at all. So a robe which is an amaga, so then the miut does exist.
Yeah.
So but here isn't Rabbi saying that by the Eid Echad is Neman by the robe which is a beer because the meat does exist, but I thought by Sveik we said the meat doesn't exist. It's not in by Chazaka.
No, Eid Echad should really be better than Roiv. Eid Echad tells you the facts, Roiv just tells you the likelihood. So Eid Echad Keneged HaRoiv is Neman. The only reason why Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka is Eina Neman, according to the Balei HaTosfos and the Psak Ramah, because you have another clause. Eid Echad Bakosha Lav Klum. You have no right to accept the Eid Echad if at the time that he gives us Haggadah, he's Bor Bakosha. There's something contradicting him. Even though the thing that contradicts him is weaker than him, he has nemes. And the Chazaka is just saying, if you don't know what the facts are, be knowing the same way you were knowing yesterday. I know what the facts are. The Eid Echad tells me the facts. Eid Echad should really beat out Chazaka also, but that's not enough. You have no right to accept the Eid Echad. That if the Eid Echad is Bor Bakosha, and Echad Makosha Lav Klum, you have no right to accept it.
Why don't both Tzadim, just like by a rule which is Ahan Halga, both Tzadim still exist, and that's why you can say the Mir to a Sveik Sveika, why by Chazaka don't we also say Chazaka Ahan Halga, and both Tzadim should still exist? So the Eid Echad is just saying like it's Ahan, which we're not following in the Chazaka.
No, that's a din, and Echad Makosha, you can't accept the Eid Echad. Eid Echad says Meis Bailo. And another Eid Echad says, Loi Meis Baila. So Meis Baila, Loi Meis Baila for sure is a Dovah Shebi'erva. Eid Echad should not be believed. Chachamim gave a special takon, a special namonis. One says Meis Baila is believed. But if they both come at the same time, one says Meis Baila, one says Loi Meis Baila. One says Meis Baila has namon, and one says Loi Meis Baila is not believed. Still, it's Eid Echad Bakosha Lav Kulmi. You can't accept the one that says Vol Bebasachas, then you're not makel based on the Eid Echad that said Meis Baila. Even the one who said Loi Meis does not have that manas, because it's a Dov Shebi'erva, you need to aid him. The chiddush of the Chachamim was that the one who says Meis Baila has that manas. So he should be believed, he's not believed. So still the Gemara says it's no good because Eid Echad Bakosha Lav Klumi. They have no right to accept Eid Echad, but he's Bob Hakosha. So a case of Eid Echad Keneged HaRoiv, let's not call Eid Echad Bakosha. The Roiv says the likelihood is this, but the possibility that it's not like that. So the Eid Echad is not being mukhosh by the Roiv. But Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka, that's called, that's the Diyun, and that's what Taisa's learns, Maskanas Lagmar was, that's called Eid Echad Bakosha. It's coming to change the status quo. So Eid Echad Bakosha, you have no right to accept Eid Echad. So that's why the Kal V'Chaymer, that's the Shev Shmaitzeh, is that Kasha. If the Pnei Yeshua and the Ramban made a Kal V'Chaymer, then in Hochem Imam and Acher HaRoiv, Roiv is known to Kal V'Chaymer HaChazaka is no good, because Ruba B'Chazaka, Ruba Adiv. So she uses the same Kal V'Chaymer over here. If the Balei HaTosfos say Eid Echad Keneged HaChazaka is Eina Neman, say Eid Echad Keneged Roiv for sure is Eina Neman, because Roiv is stronger than Chazaka. That's what the Beis HaLevi answers, no, it's two different things. Eid Echad should beat out Roiv and it should beat out Chazaka, because Eid Echad tells you what the facts are. The Rav is just that the Rav is telling you what the likelihood is. Chazaka tells you, if you don't know what the facts are, how should you act? We know what the facts are. So Eidecha should really beat out both of them. But Eidecha, can I get a Chazaka? That was the deal. And the Maskana, according to Tyson, was that's called Eidecha Bakosh. Eidecha Bakosh, you have no right to accept. Yeah, what's the deal? What's this deal that Rebbe Kivege has? Whether has to do the first daf makis. Say that someone is a ben grusha ben chalutza. The only time you have a din of kasha zam, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Adim testified plainly as a ben grusha ben chalutza. Then who is moved? They themselves are kohanim. Would you say vasisim like kasha zam? We should make them into halalim. We should say that they should have the status of the Ben Grush Machalutza. Said the Nesivus has a klal that you don't apply the whole parsha of Hazama, only applies in a situation where you needed two kosher eidim. In the case of Eidech and Nevin Bisurim, kol makom shenema eid, harei kan shnayim. So the pasuk says, v'hine checker eid, checker on a ve'achiv, v'asisim la v'kasher zam, lasas li'achiv. Parsha is eidim zemim, talks about eid. So the Nesivus says, the only time you have the parsha of eidim zemim in applying, that you give a punishment kasher zamam, is if it's a situation where you need two kosher eidim. So the Mishnah needs to stand on its head, a pasuk, a whole discussion. How do you know that there's no kosher zaman by grusha b'chalutza? Mikra adina should have been. There was a whole discussion. So that's the shaila. Why? Obviously you need two kosher eidim. If Eidecha would have been nemah to say, to establish that someone is a ben grusha b'chalutza, so it wouldn't be the whole discussion. It's not in the parsha of eidim zaymim. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, seems to be assuming that to establish that someone is a Ben Grush Machalutza, you need two kosher eidim. Why? So the Pashtus is that it's a Dovish of Yervo. Why is it a Dovish of Yervo? Dovish of Yervo? Well, it's Yorib Bal Yavar, it's Gili Arayis. To say that someone is Ben Grush Machalutza is Gili Arayis. So that's a major Machalikis. What's the definition of Dovish of Yervo that you need two eidim? So some Rishayim hold Dovish of Yerva needs to wait him whenever it's a Chaloshem on a Gavra. You're declaring a person is a Cholol, a Mamzer, a Neshesish, not a Neshesish, a Chaloshem on a Gavra, that's called Dovish of Yerva. Say a person is a Rosha, a person is not a Rosha. Whenever you're talking about personal status of an individual, that's the definition of Dovish of Yerva. Doesn't really have to do whether it's Yorag Bal Yavah, whether it's Yorayis. And other Rishonim have a different definition. So that's the shaila. If you hold from that definition, the Rambam holds beferish, not from that definition. The Rambam writes, Eidecha nami bisum, the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi. The Rambam in three different places quotes this from Yerushalmi. That if Eidecha comes and says that I ate chazer, and he warned me not to eat chazer because he's going to give me malchus, and I said, I don't care, give me the malchus. So the Rambam says, Eidecha is that nami to say that I ate the chazer, I should get malchus. But if Eidecha comes and he says, Lehevi Yodua, Eidecha comes to a function, I want everybody to know, I'm the waiter here. I set up all the trays. This is Chazer. Whoever eats this is going to get Malkus. Then I run over, I want to eat it. So the people say, don't eat it. The waiter just said that it's Chazer. So I don't care what he said. And then they say, if you're going to eat it, we're going to give you Malkus. And then the Rambam says, I do get Malkus. But the whole Malkus is only resting on the Eidecha. So the Rambam says a famous solution, Hu Yisur Atzmo, you can establish that the food is straight based on Eidechot. That's the din. Eidechot is Nemen B'Yisur. So if the Eidechot says that this is Chazer, he's believed. You have to have two Eidim testifying that I ate the Chazer. If you only have Eidechot saying that I ate the Chazer, then Eidechot doesn't give Malkus, doesn't give Misa. But if the Eidechot establishes the facts, then say, Hu Yisur Atzmo Alpi Eidechot Yuchzok. So the Rambam writes a mashal of this. There's a girl floating around, a single girl, and somebody comes and says, this girl is a grusha. You should know Kohanim are not allowed to marry her. So one Kohen says, oh, she's a grusha, I want to violate the din. He goes and he marries the girl. And the Eidim warn him, don't marry the girl, you're going to get Malkus. The Eidechot says she's a grusha. So just like the Eidechot says that this is chaz, don't eat it. And then I go and I eat it in the presence of two Eidim, they give me Malkus. Hu Yisur Atzmo Be'Eidechot Yuchzok. The Eidechot is Neman to establish that it's Chazer. Then if you have two Eidim that I went ahead and I violated the din, I'll get Malkus. So the Rambam said the same over here. Eidechot will establish that a woman is a Grusha, that if the Kohen will marry her, the Kohen will get Malkus. So the Rambam says that to establish that a girl is a grusha is a nechadem and bisur. That's mamash a personal status. He's declaring this woman is a grusha. So nonetheless, the Rambam holds that it's not a dabish of the era. That's called a nechadem bisur. So what, according to the Rambam, what is the definition of dabish of the era that you need to aid it? It's not chalashem anegavr. Apparently there's a Tosis Ridius, this kash. Shem Shmaitzer quotes Tosis Ridius, the kash against the Rambam. Isn't the Rambam against the Gemara? The Gemara is beferish that to establish that a girl is a zayna or a grusha that you need to wait. So the Achrayim all say the Rambam's definition of davish. There are three different shitas, three different definitions. What's considered a davish b'yerva that you should require shnei davish b'yerva needs to wait, and not only under the chuppah you need to wait him l'kiyam hadavar. That's the Gemara Kiddushin Dav Samachay. That's called edus l'kiyam hadavar. But you need to aid him to be mivara the facts also. You want him to be mivara, meis bailo. So menatar, you need to aid him. That's called edus lebir hadover. So davish b'yerva needs to aid him lebir hadover. So the three different opinions, what constitutes a davish b'yerva. So the one sheet, the Tosis read, that the Shev Shmaitzer quotes and makes a big fuss, but he holds, whenever it's a chaloshem on the garment, to establish someone as a mamzer, to establish someone is a cholol, the first Mishnah Makkas, to say a woman is an eshesish, she's not an eshesish, person is a rasha, a zayna. So all of that is davar shebi'ev, a chaloshem and a gabra is a davar shebi'ev. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. So the Rambam seems to have a different definition. Rambam definition, that's how the achrayim are machriya. Rambam holds to establish ishus or non-ishus. That's a girl is married to a kohen, and a rechot comes and he says she was mensa tachas bailo, she has to get divorced. So that's called the davar shebi'erva. Why is davar shebi'erva? Why is he arguing bayavar? The kohen is going to live with the zayna, with the nivul al apostle. It's not going to be arguing bayavar. Tanisa zayna lekayim. If she was nensa tachas bayla, tanisa zayna lekayim. No, it's a davar shebi'erva because to establish ishus or non ishus, that's considered a davar shebi'erva. That's the Rambam's definition. And then there's a machlekes harishayim, the Ran and the Ramban, and towards the end of Gittin. What if a boy wants to marry a girl, and Erechot, they're both parents were divorced, they don't know their whole background. Erechot comes from Dina Sayam and says, what's going on? This is the brother and the sister. They're half-brothers, half-brother and sister. And they themselves, they don't. The boy and the girl don't know. They don't know their background. They know that they're Jewish, but they don't know who their relatives are. So that's a machlekes beferish, the Ramban and the Ran. Is that called davar shebi'erva? So some shanim hold, of course it's davar shebi'erva. The Ran holds it's davar shebi'erva. It's gili arayis. You're discussing whether there's a din of is it a brother and a sister? Is it gili arayis? Is it not gili arayis? And other shanim say no. That's a gili arayis is not the definition of davar shebi'erva. Davar shebi'erva means chal hashem agabit. This is not a chal hashem agabit. It's a brother and a sister. It's a chal hashem means something happened to change. She became a grusha. She became an eshesish. He became a cholol. Something happened. Not just to say the fact that this is the brother and the sister. So there are three different opinions. What's the definition of davar shebi'erva? That you require two kosher eidim. Either the definition is chal hashem on a gavra, or the definition is isha to establish ishus on non-ishus, or the definition is when you mevara an inyan of gili arayis.
So by Mishka Zofar, that's not Ishus, and he wouldn't consider that
Arias? What do you mean? I'm saying he's a Zohar, not in the Keva?
No, but according to
him, did Mishka Zohar
with somebody else?
And he did Mishka Zohar, and therefore he's Chai Ben Einish.
Yeah.
No, so that you need to aid him to give Din in the Fashis, you need to aid him. The three different Din in the Fashis needs to aid him, Din Imamanis needs to aid him, and Dabashi B'Yerva needs to aid him. So if you want to give an Einish, Aguf, Malkus Amisa, that for sure you need two kosher eidim.
But it doesn't fit in any, it has nothing to do with Ishus.
No. It's a different thing. No, they're three different
psukim. It's not Arayas in that, according to them.
No. Oinshi Aguf. The pasuk al pishnayim eidim al pshlosh eidim yumas ameis.
Just fine.
Yeah, for Malkus Amisa you need two eidim. Then there's another pasuk al pshnayim eidim al pshlosh eidim yakum dover. The Gemara says that goes on Mominus. And Mominus needs two eidim. Then you have Xerushava, Dava Dava Mimam, and Kimotsu Ba'erva's Dava. That's a third din, that Dava Shebi'erva needs to aid. So that third din, Dava Shebi'erva needs to aid him, Labira HaDava, to be Mavar of the facts. There are three different opinions in the Rishonim. What's the definition of Dava Shebi'erva? How do you determine whether any given case is considered Dovah Shavir. So again, say if one should assume, like in the Chuvas Rebbe Kivega, that whenever you're establishing a Chaloshem and Agavi, you're establishing this person is a Cholom, this person is a Mamzer, that's a Chaloshem and Agavra, so that's called Dovah Shavir, you need two kosher Eidim. So then you understand very well what the big Kiddush is, that the father is Neman to establish that is this child is a Cholom. It turns out it's not his child. You're going to say the child is a Mamzer. It's going to come out that it's not a child, but it was assumed for the last 25 years that it was his child. So the Torah says, Yakir, Yakir, Ben Elachem. Father's them to say the second child is mine, the first child is not mine, and the first child is a Mamzer. It's a Chiddush because it really should require two kosher Eidim. Should really be considered a Dovish of the Yerba. So that's a Chiddush, a Yerzim, and a Klal. It's an exception to the rule that the father is Neman. Yeah. The mother is not Neman. This special Neman is Yakir. Only the father has the manas. The mother doesn't have any manas. So that's the shaila over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and Shmuel is quoted, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Gamliel. We pass on like Rabbi Gamliel. The single girl is pregnant. So if she would be married, we would assume Rog Bilas Achabal, the child is from her husband. No questions asked. She's single, so who is the father of the baby? So we don't know who. So the odds are, either the father of the baby is a goy, or the father of the baby is some Jewish person, but not a relative of hers. Why should you think that it's her brother, her father? Why should you think like that? Her father-in-law, Mechatesa. So the child, the worst the child can be, is going to be a Sofik Mam. Sofik Mam says Mutam and Atar. So Rabbi Yeshua says, let me be on Ochayim, the child is a Sofik Mam. So Shmuel is quoted as saying, we Paschal like Rabbi Gamliel, the mother is Nemanis. Well, why the mother? The mother never has any Nemanis on these things. Even though the mother knows better than the father. The pasuk Yakir only says by the father, doesn't say by the mother. Mother has no nemanis. So some of the Rishonim say, because the whole din of Safek Mamzer is only by the Rabbanon, so since the whole issue, Minatar, the Safek Mamzer is Mutter. So you're dealing with an issue of Safek Mamzer, Chumer, by the Rabbanon. So they said the mother is nemanis. So that's the first member. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Allah Haki Rabbi Gamliel. We pass on like Rabbi Gamliel that the mother is nemanis, to take off the status of Safik Mamzer from the child, and the child is Mutalava Bekol. So then they asked him, would you say the third white line on Yud Beis on the Beis? Gemar quotes Shmuel's comment on that Psak on that Mishnah. Would you say Alachet Rabbi Gamliel Af Berishayna? Would you say Rabbi Gamliel has an argument, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer disagree with Rabbi Yeshua in the first Mishnah on Yud Beis on the Beis about Dini Mominus, not about a Safik Mamzer case? And it sounds like Rabbi Gamliel has that Bari B'Shem and Bari Yodif Lahoitzi. Would you say even in the first case also Halacha Rabbi Gamliel? So he says, yes, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel even in the first case. The Gemara says, wow, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel in the first place means that Bari B'Shem and Bari Yodif Lahoitzi. And we don't pass him like that. We pass him Bari B'Shem, not Bari Yodif Lahoitzi. Look at the names. Rab Nachman and Rab Yechen and other two who disagree with Rab Yudah and Rab Huna. Based on Kalali Apsak, we pass him like Rab Nachman and Rab Yechen. That Bar Vishem and not Bar Yodif Lahitzi. So the Gemara asks, isn't it a contradiction? Shmuel says, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, not only on the second case, on the Safek Mamzer case, even on the first case, we're dealing with Dini Mominis. And the first case, I'll be Pashtus, is outright straight Bar Vishem, whether Bar Yodif Lahitzi. And Shmuel says, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel, Bar Yodif Lahitzi. How can it be? It's a Stir and Psak Halacha. That's the top line on Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph and Kain. Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa, Kaimlan Hilchasa Rab Nachman Bedine, we pass can be the mammoths like Rab Nachman, like Rab Yechanan, Bar Bishem Allah Bar Yarif Lahitzi. The Shmuel says, Allah Rab Gamliel Afilu Bekamaisa, even in the first case. So it's a Hastira. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara answers, no. This Mishnah is a Sira for two things. Our Mishnah, it's not a simple case of Bar, the case of Bar Bishem, that's a Machlokes Amoraim. And we pass in Hilchos and Rab Nachman Bedini and Halachik Rab Yechanan. We pass in Bar Vishem and not Bar Yarif Lahitzi. But you have an additional factor over here. What's the additional factor? So the Gemara has, towards the bottom of Yud Beis and the Beis, the Gemara has two versions. The Gemara says, four lines from the bottom. Amalach Rab Nachman. I know the army. I feel like Rabbi Gamliel. I can hold a Rabbi Gamliel here also. I'm Nachman Rabbi Yechanan hold Bar Yishem Allah Bar Yarif Lahitzi, and there's no contradiction from Rabbi Gamliel here. Shmuel says Alocha Gareb, I'm Leo, I feel a Berishayna, even in the first case, Ab Berishayna, why? And not the Ab, Akan, Akam, Akam, Leo, Hasamela, Dika, Migu. It's a tziruf of Migu together with Bari Bishema. Migu Lahotzi is no good. And Bari Bishema Lahotzi is no good. The Gemara said, Bari Bishema is no good because Lahotzi, it doesn't work Lahotzi. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara gave the explanation. Bari Bishema is no good because Zukim Amayda Becheskas Mari. That's the Gzeris HaKosov. Amayta Machaber Olav Harayi. We said yesterday, it's a Gzeris HaKosov. So the Gzeris HaKosov tells you that even though based on normal rules and regulations, the person should be able to be Maitzi Mamen, we don't allow him to be Maitzi Mamen because the other fellows are Muchsuk, so they need a stronger Raya. So what's a stronger Raya? So Migu alone is no good, Bari Bishem alone is no good, but the combination of both is good to win. Or the Gemara has another version. What's the second Lashon? Inami, three lines from the bottom. First version is four lines from the bottom. Another Yama Fila Reb Gamliel, Dikamigu. Then the Gemara says, Inami, three lines from the bottom. Akan Lekam Reb Gamliel Hasam Ela Damin Ukma Chazoka. You have a tziruf of two factors here. You have the girl was a psula when she was born. And we don't know when she became a bula, after Erisin later or earlier. So the husband thinks maybe earlier, by a mikre mekachtos, maybe she was already a bula at the time that I made Erisin, at the time that I gave her the ksuba. So the whole hoya mikre mekachtos. I don't owe her anything. I don't have to pay her anything. But the chazaka supports her. She claims that the change in her status occurred later. Misha Rastani Nanasti. So the two dinim of chazaka is one din of chazaka. If you don't know the situation changed, you assume that it didn't change. Then there's another din of chazaka. Even if you know that the situation did change, you don't know whether it changed earlier or later, you have the right to assume the change occurred as late as possible. You have the right to postpone. You attribute the change to later. So she says, Mishera Stanin Anasti, the change occurred after the Erisin, and therefore I'm entitled to the Ksuba. You gave me a Ksuba, I was a Psula when you did the Erisin. And he raises the issue, the husband said, I don't know, maybe she was already a Bula before I married her. So it's a toss-up. Did her status, when she was born, she was a Psula. When she was 3 years old, at her birthday party, 3 years old, she's still a Psula. Because Chusim Bashal Hashanah Emechad is not a Bula. So the question is, did the situation change? And we know Vada changed. They both say that it's a Pesach Pesula. The husband and the wife, they both say. But the husband thinks maybe it happened earlier, and she thinks, she not thinks, she knows, she claims it happened later. So the Chazaka supports her. We attribute the change till as late as possible. So Chazaka alone, you're not Moitzi Mamon. If you're not Moitzi Mamon based on Raivi, certainly not Moitzi Mamon based on Chazaka. That was the Pei Yeshua's Kavachayma. But if you have a combination of two factors, you had Bori Vishema Betzirav Chazaka, Bori Vishema Betzirav Migu, then it's good. So then we mentioned the Rashi. This is similar to the Gemara on the first daf and the second parak. First daf and the second parak also. There's a Tosfos Yishonim on Tezayim and Aleph. So the bottom Tosfos has a kasha. So on the side of the daf, on the left-hand margin, they have a printed a tough view of the Tosfos Yishonim, who has this klal, and the Balamor says it over there also. The Gemara discusses there, a girl gets divorced, and they're already married for 50 years. So she lost the ksuba a long time ago. She doesn't know where the ksuba is. So now she wants the husband divorces her after 50 years of marriage. So she says, when we got married, I was a psula, and you got to pay the larger amount. And he says, no, she was a bula. She was already a grusha at the time that he married her. And nobody has any rice. So the Gemara says, why can't she be moitzi the mamon based on the rive noshim psulas nisos. Most of the girls who get married are getting married for the first time. So why can't she be moitzi mamon from the husband of a larger amount based on rive noshim psulas nisos? So the bottom test is the kasha. It does not depend on the machlekes Rav Shmuel, but the halacha mamon achara rive. So we paskin rive is no good to be moitzi mamon from a muksa. So why does the Gemara ask the question? The wife should be able to be moitzi the larger, a higher amount of the ksuba from the husband based on the rive. We paskin rive is not good lahatzi mamon from a muksa. So Taisus says the Gemara goes like halach. The Gemara goes like the other man dam, and the rive is good to be moitzi mamon. And the Taisus Yishonim says no. That over here you have a rive and a chazaka. Rive alone is not good lahatzi mamon. And if rive is not good, kavachem chazaka is not good because ruba v'chazaka ruba adiv. So rive is not good to be moitzi mamon. Chazaka is certainly not good. That was the kavachem of the Pnei Yeshua with the Ramban. But if you have a combination of both factors together, rive with chazaka, so it is good to be Moitzi Mamon. So the girl has both. When she was born, she wasn't a grusha. She wasn't a bull. So we don't know. They're getting divorced after 50 years of marriage. So we're looking back 50 years ago when she got married. Was she a psula? Was she a bula? So first of all, the Rav Nashim psula sniso as there's a right. Secondly, there was a hazaka when she was born. She was neither a grusha nor a bula. So we assume based on the hazaka, when she got married at the age of 19, she's probably also not a grusha and not a bula. So when they had, that's what the Tosfos Shanim and the Balamar say, based on Agmar. But now you have a combination of two factors together. One alone, Rav is no good to be Moitzi Mama. Chazak alone is no good. Migal Hoitzi is no good. Baruch Hashem alone is no good. But if you have in one dintar, you have a combination of both factors, then you are Moitzi Mama based on that. So we just said a biur. We just said a simple explanation.
What is it?
Grove
and
Chazak? One factor alone is no good, because you have a Gzeres HaKosuv. A Moitzi Machaber all of her eyes is a Gzeres HaKosuv. And that Gzeres HaKosuv, that was the Shiv Mukubes, is the end of the first parak, and Tezvavim and Beis, quoted by the Shev Shemaitse, that this din in Hochma Mam and Achrav is only by Yisraelim. This din of Mukhzik is only if the one who's holding on to the Mam and Bishus is Jewish. If he's an Achri, then it goes with the regular rules and regulations of Yisra Behetar. You can be Moitzi Mam and from an Achri based on a Rav. But if it's the Yisrael who's holding on to the money, so you have a Gzeres HaKosuv, Mibal Dvar Mikashalem, Yagish Raya Alem. If you have a dintar, you have to bring a raya limta to be moitzi from the muksa. So, migu alone is no good, and chazak alone is no good, rov alone is no good, bar yishem alone is no good. But any combination of two factors, so that's the halacha that it is good. So we just gave an explanation. What are you combining over here, rov and chazak? Well, they're totally incommensurate. What are you blending in together over here? So I just said a pashup shot.
What
chazak
does Rabbi
Yeshua
mean in the Mishnah?
Cheskas Mula, we have to assume that maybe she's not Becheskas. It doesn't mean any of the six pshatim that the Prima Gadim said. Becheskas, we have to be concerned. The husband says maybe. Maybe she was a Bula at the time that I married her, at the time that I gave her the Ksub. So we have to be concerned about that possibility, so he doesn't pay anything. It doesn't mean a Vadois, it doesn't mean a Roy, it doesn't mean maybe she was a Bula, so a Moitza Mechaber, all of her right. So she doesn't have to pay the money.
Even a combination of two things is not good enough.
Right. He disagrees on the combination. Right.
It sounds like the Chazak and the Rov don't understand the difference. They sound so similar after 50 years.
50 years, so we look back and no one remembers when she got married. A 50 year marriage a long time ago. So there's nobody alive anymore. He remembers the wedding. Usually a first wedding, you invite a lot of people and a white gown. Second wedding is a smaller. So no one remembers what the story was. So the Rav is, Rav women who get married for the first time. And then the Chazak is, when she was a little baby, she was not a Bu'ula, she was not a Grusha. So if you don't know whether the status changed before she got married, so you assume status quo. Since when she was born, the first couple of years, she was not a Bu'ula. She could have been a Grusha, but when she was born, she was not a Grusha. The father can't be Mekadosha before she's born. So she wasn't a Grusha before she was born. So since at the time she was born, she was neither a Grusha nor a Ba'ula, so when she got married at the age of 19, then we have record. She got married at the age of 19. She was married for 50 years, and now she's 69 years old. So at the age of 19, Shtala Chazak, we assume it didn't change. That's two different factors, a Rav and a Chazak. It didn't change from the day she was born. And the Rav Nashim, Besulis Nisos, most of the women who are getting married in the world are getting married for the first time. You take a poll. Most of the girls getting married for the first time. So I said a Pasha Pshat. I mentioned that when I visited Eretz Yisrael, so one of the Talmid HaChachamim reminded me, when I visited Eretz Yisrael in May, so I visited the Chevron Yeshiva, so he reminded me that 40 years ago, 35 years ago, I said a Chabur in his Koilo. He used to have a Koilo in Psagot. And I said this, and he didn't like it then, and he still disagrees. Okay. So maybe it's wrong. Okay. But I suggested the following Pshat. That Hamoitzim Machabel of Arai is a schus. The one who has the mammon has a schus. He has a right to hold on to the mammon, even if there is a raya against him. All of Arai with a hayadia, you need a raya limta. So you can only use the schus once in any given dinter. So if you have a raivis that the husband should really pay, masayim zuz, rav nash misulis nisans. So the husband has a schus that she can't be moitzi the mammon based on a raya. But she has a chazaka also. So what is going to use this goes twice in the same dintar. He has a dintar with the wife. Does he owe her 200 zuz? Because she was a psula when he got married. Does he owe 100 zuz? He's going to use the same schus twice in the same dintar and the same amount of money. We're not going to be moitzi the moment based on the right because he has a schus, he has a right to hold on to it despite the fact there's a right. Then we're going to use it a second time in the same dintar. He has a right to still hold on to the money despite the fact that there's a chazor. So I thought that's what the Gemara, that's what the Rishonim are driving at. You have a right to use the schus once in the dintar. You can't use it twice. So once you have a right and a chazoka, you have a migu and a raiv, or you have a, what's the other one? Whenever you have a combination of two factors, bari v'shema, so me, yeah. So what we have to understand, raiv I understand, raiv is a pasuk, raiv, chazaka is a pasuk also, the Gemara has a whole sugya, there's an institutional chazaka. Migu usually, we don't know where the pasuk is. The Ksai says it must be a pasuk. Someone doesn't know where it is. Yeah, this migu over here, that's where Rashi points out. This migu is an irregular migu. He mentioned that here the Gemara has two versions, based on the base. My time at the Rabbi Gamliel is a combination of Bar Vishema plus migu, a combination of Bar Vishema plus Chazaka. When you get to the beginning of the second parak, the Gemara leaves out the Bip Migu. Gemara just says a combination of Bari Vishema with the Chazaka. The Gemara doesn't say a combination of Bari Vishema with the Migu. So the Ramban says on the second parak, this was a fleeting Havamina, and the Gemara backed out in the beginning of the second parak, and there is no such Migu. What Rashi calls the Migu the Tani Malisa. So we mentioned yesterday that there's a Tesis in Bob Metzia who quotes this Gemara. They go with the Rashi and they explain more Gemaras based on that. This is of the two dinam migu, the normal dinam migu, whenever there's a din Torah, and I would have had the manas to be koifer hakol, if I would have advanced the most direct tainas ptur, I would have said loy lavisi, would have said paraitis, I would have been neman bolishvua. Any other taina that I advance on the same amount of money is neman based on a migu. So that must be a xeris hakasu somewhere. It's not a svar. So the says it doesn't know where the pasuk is. So Raiv is a pasuk, Chazok is a series of psukim Gemara has, and Migu is a Xeris HaKasu Sama, we don't know where it is. What's over here? This is a Migu de Tani Malisa, what does this mean? So Rashi and Taisa explain. This is a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, this is not a normal Migu, this is a Ruba de Lesa Kamon that the girl is probably telling the truth. If she's lying, she would have come up with a better lie. She wouldn't have said such a stupid story. She passes herself like kohuna. If she was then, so during erison, so she says, even though the husband is not a kohen, but in case the husband should die or divorce her, then she divorce her, she'll be a grusha. She can't marry a kohen anymore. But in case the husband will die, she won't be able to marry a kohen later on. And it's humiliating, it's embarrassing to say, so to say, she must be telling the truth, because if she's making up a lie, she wouldn't have come up with such a stupid story. So this is very strange that you give a person their manas because of the way he presented the taina. That itself is the right that he's telling the truth. Usually you don't say like that. There are rules and regulations. Erechad is then b'yisurim, and sometimes the dovshib yerad, the imamanas and the fashions, and he too ate him. You don't say, he looks like he has an honest face, we should believe him. The Gemara has Moshe and Aaron come and they testify. The Gemara says, Moshe and Aaron, honest people. It's a Xeris HaMelech, the Gemara says. We would call it Xeris HaKos. The Gemara calls it Xeris HaMelech. That Moshe and Aaron are not accepted. Why don't you say, but they look so honest? We know, B'chol Beis Nemanu. We should believe Moshe Rabbeinu without Aaron. We should. So you don't judge in each case. The Pashtus is based on that Gemara. You never judge based on each and every individual case. Does he seem to be telling, does he look like he's telling the truth? Does he look like he's telling a lie? So it's going to be so subjective. Each case you're going to judge. Very difficult. So the Pashtus is based on that Gemara. That's what Baruch Ber quotes from Avelvela Soloveitchik. Avelvela was the Rebbe's son. That's what he calls the Rebbe's son. That you see from that Gemara, he was the Talmud of Rav Chaim. So he said, Avelvela Soloveitchik said, you see from the Gemara, the Moshe and Aaron together, honest people, but you don't believe them when it comes to a case where you need Mammonis and the Fasha, the Moshe and Yerva. So the Pashtus says, you can't be subjective. Everything has to be a loy plo. is across the board. Shnei Edim, you need two Shnei Edim share. You don't judge each case individually. This, Rashi and Taisus all the remains Lamaskana. This is a quirk, this is very unusual, that you say, Migu de Taini Ma'al Yisa, the fact that if she's telling a lie, she would have come up with a better lie, so she has an honest face over here. We know, Nikorim de Reyemis, we can tell that she's telling the truth. Usually you don't say Nikorim de Reyemis in a dinter. The rules and regulations. So that's a chiddush, what Rashi and Taisa say. Okay, what is the chiddush? Nikorim de Reyemis means it's a ruba de Laisa Kamon, that she's telling the truth. So you have, we know, Rav usually works, Chazak usually works, Migu is a Pasuk somewhere, we don't know what the Pasuk is. If it's a Migu of the Tanim Ayesid, then it's the Karm Deri Amesid's Vaita Rav. So these should have worked, but you have the Xeris HaKosuv, Amotzi Machavel of Araya, you can't be Motzi Mamen based on any one of these. If you have a combination of two factors, then he already used the Skus once, he doesn't have the right to use it twice in any one given Dintayr. And what's the Bori Vishema though? Why should Bari Vishemba be Meikar at dinner should have been good? The only reason why it's not good is because Ukim Amayna Becheskas Mari. Because it exerts a kosov of Amoitzim Machaber all of her right. Why should Meikar at dinner Bari Vishemba be good? So there's a whole discussion in the big Taisus here. And you'd base on the base. Taisus Dibra Maskal, Rabuna Rabuna. So the Pashim Taisus rejects the Pashim Shat. Pashim Shat is like this. If I claim that you owe me $1,000, do I have any nemanis? So the Pashim Shat is yes. I have nemanis baldim et tainosa. How do you know baharaya? That if I say you owe me $1,000, you say no, you only owe me $500. And the other $500 you paid already, so you might have been mitzas. You have to swear a shvua deraisa. Why do you have to swear a shvua deraisa? Just because I said a story that you owe me $1,000. If I would say you owe me $1,000, you deny it and you don't swear. So why? Because I say you owe me $1,000, you might have a mitzvah, kaif of a mitzvah, you have to swear. So you see that there is such a thing as nemanis batlim et dinosa. I have nemanis to a certain degree, to a certain extent. I'm a baldin. I'm not saying that you owe him money. I'm saying you owe me money. That's not a rechadamizer. That's nemanis batlim et dinosa. So if I say you owe me money, have to a certain extent, to a certain degree, have the manas baldim et tainosa, that I can sometimes get you involved in a shvua deraisa based on my time. But then you deny it. I say, you want me $1,000? You say, you don't know who I am, you never borrowed the money. So if I have the manas baldim et tainosa lahotzi, so you certainly have the manas lahachzik. So it's my word against your word. But there is such a thing. It starts off, I have the tovea who says, you want me $1,000. Has the manas baldim etanose v'araya that he can get him involved in a shvua deraisa based on his claim. So if I say you owe me $1,000 to have the manas, then you say it could well be. I don't remember any of them in Hilbisani, any of them in Nischayavti. So if you say I don't know, so blight. If you say not true, so if I have the manas, you certainly have the manas. I have the manas lotzi, you certainly have the manas lahatzi. It's my word against your word. It's a washer. Yours is better than mine. Because lahasik. But if I say you want me $1,000, you say it could well be. I don't remember. I remember we were negotiating a loan. I don't remember what the end was. So we believe you. We believe you. It's a area there. So since I have no money, it's baldim et tanosa, so you have to pay me. So that's the Pashim Shat in the Gemara. But the first mandama, Rabune, and Rabbi Yudah say, Bori Vishem, Bori Odif Lahoitzi, because the one who's the Tavea who says you owe me $1,000 has the manas baldim et tanosa, the other guy didn't contradict him. So the mele, the manas baldim et tanosa is mitzi the man. So Taisus proves that that's not pshat. How do they prove it? Because the same mandama who says over here, Rabbi Yudin, the same mandama says over here, Bori v'shem bori adif lahitzi, says in Bava Kama fakir, that if nisa goyim a bori, maza goyim a shema, Bori the Bori Vishema is La Bori Arif Lohitz. It's a contradiction in Rabbi Yudah. So Taisus says, well, maybe we'll give a teretz. Here is Rabbi Yudah's own sheet. There he's only saying what the Chachamim say. Maybe it depends on a machlekes hatanoim, sumchas and the Chachamim. Here is according to one madama, there is according to the other madama. So Taisus said, no, look in the Gemara, it's not true. What he said in Bava Kama is his own sheet. What he said here, Rabbi Yudah's own sheet. But he says in Bava Kama is also his own shita. He's not just saying Aliba the Chachamim. And Sumchas disagree. So it's a stira and Rabbi Yudah. So Taisus said, that even Rav Huna, Rav Yudah say Baruch Hashem and Baruch Yadav L'Hoitzi, they never meant Kipshut or Baruch Hashem. They also meant a combination of two factors. Rav Nachman or Rav Yechon hold that that combination is not valid. But they hold every, most normal, not every, most normal cases of Baruch Hashem will be a combination of Baruch Hashem plus Aruba Dalesa Kamon, that I'm telling the truth. Why? So Taisa says, if it's a Bori Tov and a Shema Gorua, I say, I lent you $1,000. You remember? We used to be in business together. We used to deal in business. I lent you $1,000. You say, yeah, you remember vaguely. We were discussing it. You don't remember all the details. What do you mean you don't remember? If you owe me the money, you should remember. So when I say you owe me $1,000, it's a Bori Tov. I'm not making a claim that you're going to have to say any adeya. I thought in advance, I say you owe me the money, you're going to deny it. It's called, if I say, let's say the case in Baba Kama is, the Nizik says that the Nizik has a dead shore. So the Shaila is, whose shore killed my shore? So the Nizik comes to the one guy and he says, your behemoth killed my shore, you have to pay. But the mazik wasn't there. The hezek occurred in the nizik's backyard. So he says, your behema, it says the big brand on the side of the belly of the behema, your behema came into my backyard and it killed my shor. I want you to pay $1,000 for the shor. The mazik, the owner of the mazik says, I wasn't there, I don't know anything about it. So that's a bori garua on the shema tov. Because when the nizik claims, your shor was mazik, he knows that the owner of the mazik doesn't know what it is. He wasn't there? How was he supposed to know? So if it's a bari garua in the Shema Tov, that's a plain bari b'shema, nobody says bari yadav l'hoitzi. There is no such thing. There is a degree of namanas ba'limitanasa, yeah, a little bit, the creator shmur d'araisa, might have been mixed, but that's as far as it goes. Nobody in his right mind would say that namanas ba'limitanasa should be good to me, moitzi moment from a muchzah. When the muhsik says any a day, nobody says that. So the only time he says it is when there's a combination of two factors. One is that our case, I say, I lent you $1,000 and you never paid back the money, so you should know. I said, you should know whether you borrowed the money, you didn't borrow the money. So you give a surprising taina back, you respond any a day. I remember we were negotiating, we were discussing, I just don't remember what the maskana was, whether I did borrow the money or not. So since it's Habala Lameda, and he says any Odeya, so the Ruba the Lesa Kamon supports the Teveya that he's telling the truth. And it looks like the Nitva is a wise guy. He's trying to ease his way out of something. That's the Loshan, the Ravid. The Ravid writes the same as Taisus about Boriga, the Ravid on the Hasogas on the Rambam in Hilchus Toim Benitan. So the Ravid writes a Loshan. It looks like he's faking. It looks like he's telling a lie. So that's what, just like this migud the taina ma'ayse, based on the way she presents the taina, the rave is that she's telling the truth. There's a rave that supports. She has the bar b'shema plus b'tziruf, the migud the taina ma'ayse. There's a rave that supports her. So here also. The rabbi writes like Tosfos, the difference between a bori tov and a shema garua, because have a little meida, and if I have a bori tov, I don't know in advance that you're going to have to say any adeya. No, I say I lent you the money. You will remember whether you borrowed the money or not. Then you surprise us and you say any adeya. So that looks like irumi kamar. So that's what Tosfos says. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Hold bari b'shema bari yadav l'hoitzi. If it's a bari tov and a shema garua, so you'll always have a tziruf of two factors. You have bari b'shema, but tziruf the rive, the ruba the leisa kamon. That it sounds like the taveh is telling the truth. It sounds like the nitva is lying. So that's what the first mandama hold. That's what Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold. That every normal case of bari b'shema, where it's a bari tov and a shema garua, you always have a combination of two factors. And we don't pass like that. We pass them. That's not a valid combination of two factors. That Ruba the Leisa Kamon, Irumi Kamar, looks like he's telling a lie. That's not sufficient to be Mitzarev. But if you would have a Bari Vishema Bitsiruf Migu, or Bari Vishema Bitsiruf Migu Netanim Alisa, Bari Vishema Bitsiruf Chazake, So that would be good for a combination of Ruba v'chazaka and Tezayin Amanal. Whenever you have a combination of two factors, everybody's masking that you win. The first mandama, the first two, Rabuna, Rab Yudah thought that every normal case of Bori v'Shemam, when it's a Bori Tov and a Shema Garua, is always a combination of two factors. Because of the Ruba, the Lesa Kamon, it looks like Irumi Kamar. That's what Taisus was Machriach. In the middle of the Taisus, when Taisus suggested maybe a different answer to the Stira, that here Rab Yudah says Beferish, Bori v'Shemam, Bori Yodif Lahoitzi, and there Baba Kama, he says Faket, he says Osa Meris, Bori v'Shem Allah, Bori Yodif Lahoitzi. He says, Mam, an outright contradiction in Rab Yudah. So Taisus said, maybe you can answer, yeah, suggestion, maybe you can answer. Here he's saying his own Shita, and there he's saying, I hold like Zumchas. And that Gemara goes, the Chachamim would disagree with Sumchas. Sumchas was the Talmud of Rab Meir. Sumchas came up with the Chiddush that Maman Amuta Besachit Kolkin. So maybe our Gemara goes, Rab Yudah's own Shita, he holds like Sumchas. So Sumchas says that the Muchzak is weaker. The Muchzak doesn't help so much. He holds that Maman Amuta Besachit Kolkin, and you ignore the fact that someone is a Muchzak over there. So maybe Rab Yudah over here says, why? Because he always like Sumchas, that Chazake Muchzak doesn't help that much. And that Gemara is Aliba the Rabbanan, the Sumchas disagrees. They said that's not a correct answer. They said proves the Gemara is not a correct answer. Because the Gemara says there in Baba Kama that's Rab Yudah Shita. Not just Rab Yudah says, Chalukam Olav Chaver of all Sumchas, the other Tanoim disagree, and I hold like Sumchas. No. So Taisus restores it, it is a steer. So they had to come up with the terrors. So what did Taisus mix in here with the Sumchas? What does Sumchas say? The Sumchas is quoted in Baba Kama Mem Vav. That's the Gemara they quote. Sumchas, some people learn Baba Metzia, and that base on the base, and Gemara quotes Sumchas. And later Daf Kuf, the Gemara quotes Sumchas. What exactly did Sumchas say? So the Gemara has on base on the base, and other places also, Daf Kuf and Baba Metzia. The Gemara has two versions, Amorim, two versions of what Sumchas said. So Taisus explains. The first version of Sumchas is that he only said one din. That if I'm holding on to a watch and I claim that it's mine, Avatayin is Bari, that it's mine, then there's a principle of Muchzok. We have a Xeris HaKas of Muchzok. The Muchzok has to be with a Tayin is Bari. If you have a Muchzok and you only have a Tayin Shema, so Muchzok with a Tayin Shema is not called a Muchzok. And that's exactly the machlokes Sumchas and the Chachamim. If the Muchzok is holding on to the mom, and he himself admits, I'm not sure. Let's say I found an Aveda in the street. I found an Aveda, I know for sure it's not mine, I don't know who the owner is. So how do you ascertain whom to give it back to? So the Gemara says in the first paragraph, see, if you have a Rav, the Rav is Mavar, Reuben lost it, Shimon lost it, so you give it back to the person that the Rav indicates that it's his. So the Rishonim ask at the end of the first paragraph over here, and there's Vav on the base. Why do you give back an Aveda based on Raiv? What happened to the rule in Hochma Mamun Achar HaRaiv? So the Rishonim say, no, Hochma Mamun Achar HaRaiv is only. You can't be Moitzi from a Muchzok based on the Raiv. Here the guy found the Aveda knows for sure it's not his. It's Bevadai not his. He's not a Muchzok. So no one is a Muchzok. So Raiv is good at Didi Mamun. So Raiv is no good at Mamun is Lahotzi Mamun from a Muchzok. But if no one is a Muchzok, so the Raiv would be good. So Sumchas is of the opinion, not only if I'm the Moitzi HaVeda, I know for sure it's not mine, what if I'm holding on to a watch, I myself have a Taina Shema. I myself am not sure am I entitled to hold on. So Sumchas says, just like if I'm holding on to a watch and I say, Bevada, it's not my watch. So I'm not a Muchzok. So if I'm holding on to a watch, I say, I'm not sure if I have a right to keep it. So Muchzok with a Taina Shema is not called a Muchzok. So the Mele, every case of Bari V'Shema is not Lahoitzi. Because the guy who says Shema is not called a Muchzok. So that's what Taisus suggests, Pshat. Maybe Rav Yudah says Bari V'Shema, Bari Yodif, and the others disagree. Why do they disagree? Because Ugim Amayim V'Cheskas Marei, Bari V'Shema is not good Lahoitzi. So why does Rav Yudah hold Bari V'Shema is good Lahoitzi? And it's not Lahoitzi. Because since the Muchzok says Shema, a Muchzok but a Taina Shema is not called a Muchzok. If I'm holding on to that Veda, I admit that it's not mine. I'm not a Muchzok. All the Rishonim say, I'm not a Muchzok. That's why Ba'al Shabbos Avedi Gobas Arai. So if the Muchzok says a Taina Shema, it's also not called a Muchzok. So that's one level. That's for sure, that's what Sumchas says. So that's one Mandam when the Gemara says on the first half in Bava Metziah, Beisam and Beisam later on Daf Kuv, the Kika Oma Sumchas, when the Sumchas say, Mama Namuta Besafik Cholki, Mishema Vishema. Only if the Muchzak has the Taina Shema. If the Muchzak has the Taina's Bari, then he is called a Muchzak. So Sumchas would never say, Mama Namuta Besafik Cholki. Sumchas said, what? That a Muchzak, but the Taina Shema is not called a Muchzak. Then the Gemara quotes another version that Sumchas said another Chiddush. He said two Chiddush. But the first Chiddush, the first word of Sumchas, everyone agrees. That's what Tosis is bringing out. According to Sumchas and Shita, which we don't pass in life, a Muchzak, but a Taina Shem is not called a Muchzak. So Mele, Bori Vishema would be good Lahotzi from the Muchzak, because he's not called a Muchzak. Once he opens his mouth and he says Shema, he forfeits the status of Muchzak. He's not called a Muchzak. So this is the big Chiddush, what Tosis says. Even the Mandomer, everything is based on a combination of two factors. Agamara said, it's Bori Vishema B'tziruf Migu, or Bori Vishema B'tziruf Chazoke. The other Gemara says, Roy B'tziruf Chazoke. Whenever you have a tziruf of two factors. And even the Madoma said, Bori Vishema Bori Yarif Lohitzi, without a tziruf, it's not true. He's talking with a tziruf. It has to be Bori Tov and Hashem Garua. So the rabbi explained what Taisa said, that the Umdin is that he's the Tervei is telling the truth. Because it's Havala Lameda. So what does he say? Any Adaya? So it looks like Irumi Gaman, looks like the Muchzak is lying. It looks like the Tadeya is telling the truth. So you always have a tziruf of the Roif together with the Bori Vishem. This is a famous sugi.
What's the time? This is quotes that if Bori Vishem is also according to Simplis, it's Yachloku as well. What's the case of Simplis to Bori Vishem?
Yeah, Taisa says if the din would have been like Sumchis, so Bori Vishema would be good Lahotzi, because it's not Lahotzi, because the one who's Muchzik says Shema, Muchzik by the Taina Shema is not called a Muchzik. The principle is Bori Vishema is good in Dini Mamadis, but the Gemara says, we paskin is not good because my time, Uki Mamayna Becheskas Mori. It can't be Motzi Mamin from a Muchzik based on Xeris Akos, it can't be Motzi Mamin based on a Taina's Bori. He can't be Motzi Mamon from a Muchzak. So Sumchas would say, but if the Muchzak has a Taina Shema, he's not called a Muchzak.
Then he says that Bari Vishama, Sumchas would still say a Chloke, even by Bari Vishama. What would be the reason for that?
He would say a Chloke, he wouldn't say that Bari wins? The Pasha Pshat, the first Svara, we understand that according to Sumchas, the rule really is, that's what the Pnei Yishuv points out, the rule really is in the moment is Bari Vishema is Bari Yodif, except that the Gemara says, Ukim Amayda Becheskas Mari. Bori Vishema is not good Lahotzi from a Muchzak. What if you would have a case of Dini Mamanus of Bori Vishema where it's not Lahotzi from a Muchzak? Then the Pnei Yeshua says from the Gemara you see that Bori Vishema would, the Bori would win. So he says we have it all the time by Ashavas Aveda. Pnei Yeshua says, if I found an Aveda and a Tzurvim of the Rabbana comes and he says that it's his and he doesn't give any simonim, he just identifies it with Tviya sign. So the Gemara says, you give back the Aveda to the Tzurvim of the Rabbanu. So the Pnei Yeshua says, why is it only a Tzurvim of the Rabbanu? Should be anybody. The Moed Aveda is not the Muchzak. He says, Bevada, it doesn't belong to me. The one who claims that he lost it comes and he says, I have a Tainas Bari. I have a Tviya sign. I know Bevada, this is my Aveda. Give it back to me. The one who found the Aveda is a Shema. So it's a Bari Vishema, and it's not Lahotzi from a Muchzak. So that's the Bnei Yeshua's kasha. Why did Zalacha say that you only give back the Aveda to a Tzurvim and the Rabbanon? Tzurvim and Rabbanon means that Talmud Chacham never tells a lie, only in the three cases where the Gemara in the second paragraph of Mitzvah. The Gemara says it's proper, it's permissible to tell a lie. Otherwise, it never tells a lie. So why does the Gemara say you only give back an Aveda to a Tzurvim and the Rabbanon based on three assignments? You should give it back to anybody. Because it's a Bari B'Shem and it's not Lahotzi from a Muzok. So Bnei Yeshua has the kasha. So we said over that there's a Sefer Yonah Selim, Rabbi Yonah Karpilov. He was the one who wrote over most of the Shurim on Rav Elvel and Soloveitchik in Europe. All the notes on Zvachim and Menachas and all the Mesichtas that always says Dichtavai the Yud Kuf. That was Yonah Karpilov. He was killed by the Nazis. He wasn't married. So most of the notes that they have from Rav Elvel are from Europe. Then later he said Shurim and Eretz Yisrael. So those were written by other people. But most of the notes they have from Europe are written by this Yonah Karpilov. So he had a brother in America. He used to correspond to the brother before the war. So after he was killed by the Nazis, the brother printed a small little sefer called Yonah Selim. Yonah Selim is an expression tilim that his brother Yonah is muted now. He can't say any more director. He has there a few beautiful pieces in the sefer Yonah Selim. So one of them is to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. So he says, Pnei Yeshua is right. Mikra din bari v'shem bari yodiv, because by a Shabbos Aved, it's not lahotzi mamon from a mukzah, but it's a gzeres hakasav. The pasuk says, when you find an Aved, you have to hold on to the Aved until the rightful owner will come and ask you for it. So Gemara says, obviously, you can't give it back if you don't know who the rightful owner is. Why does he have to say v'hoisim achadrosh achichos until he asks for it? The Gemara says the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation on that phrase. Adrosh achichos, it doesn't mean till the rightful owner will come and ask you to give it to him. Adrosh achicha darshev shaloi hey Rami, the moitzi avedu should be darish the bala avedu, not the bala avedu should request that she give him back. I put it beside. I found a mink coat, and someone comes and says my wife lost the mink coat. So Pashem Shad Rosh Achicha also, he calls me up and he says, my wife lost the minko. He's Rosh Achicha, he's asking for the Aveda. The Gemara said, the Torah Shabbat Peh has the Pshat Faker. Rosh Achicha also, I, the Moitzi Aveda, the guy who found the minko, should interrogate the guy who claims that his wife lost the minko to make sure that he's not pulling my leg. So it's like Zeris HaKosov, the din really should have been Bari B'Shem and Bari Yodiv. You should give it back even to a not to a tzur from the Rabban. He has a tainus bari, I have a tainus shema, and I'm muchzakana. Should always give it back. But you have this special mitzvah, darshem shaloi hei ramai. So that's why the halacha says you only give it back if he produces simoni. That's the requirement, darshem shaloi hei ramai. But if I know that he's a tzurim and the rabbanim, the love vishani v'diburai, he never tells a lie. So I'm yetzir the darshem shaloi hei ramai. By chucking into his reputation, and by ascertaining that the man is always telling the truth. So you yetzir the darshem shaloi hei ramai. Then you revert back to the Iker Adin. It's not that Tzurim Rabbanon, there's a special exception to the rule that he gets back the Aveda between Asayim. Iker Adin, everybody should get back the Aveda between Asayim. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is right. There's always a case of Bari V'Shema, and it's not Lahoitzi. But a normal person is not a Tzurim Rabbanon, you don't give it back just based on Tvi Asayim because of the Gzeres HaKosuv, Doshei Shaloi Hei Ramai. But if he's a Tzurim Rabbanon, that was a Doshei. I ascertain his reputation. He is not a Rama. So with this, the Yonah Selim explained, there's a comment made by the Nesivis. Nesivis says, what if I'm walking down the street and I see the mink coat and I'm about to pick it up and a guy doesn't look like a Tzur from a Rabban at all, has long hair and sneakers and torn jeans with a farmer's hat. He doesn't look like a Tzur from a Rabban at all. And he says, that's my mink coat, don't touch it. My wife just lost it. So am I allowed to let him take it? So the Nesiva says yes. Only if he picked it up already, then you're not allowed to surrender it to him unless he gives simanim or unless he's a tzurim rabbanon l'mishayim b'dibura. Why is that so? So the Yonah Selim explains, based on the Gemara, the first half in Bav Metzia. The Gemara says, mitzosa da'asoy li'adei mashma. When it says in the Chumash, when you find an Aveda, when is it called I found an Aveda? When I notice it in the street, or only after I picked it up. Gemara says, the pirush amilus of a mitzasa means dasoy liyadei mashma. Because man, you didn't pick it up, you're not yet called the moitzi aveda. Just because I was the first one to notice it, I don't have the special status on my tzaddik. So that's what the Yanisalam explained. This special mitzvah, Toshayu Shaloi Hey Ramai, you shouldn't rely on Vori Vishema by Hashabbos Avedi. You should interrogate him, make sure he gives simonim, make sure he's not a rabbi. That mitzvah, that chayva, only sets in on the Moitzi Avedi after he picked it up. I'm about to pick it up, and the guy doesn't look like a Tzuvah Abad at all. He said, that's my minkot, don't touch it. So the din is Bori Vishema Bori Yadiv. He says he has a Tviya Zayin, Shai. If I would have picked it up already, then the din would set in. Doshem Shalai Hey Rama. I didn't pick it up yet, so I'm not yet called the Moitzi Avedi.
The word "hesed" means return. It's in the
puzzle.
So you're returning anything.
You
don't have anything.
Right. If you didn't, even I noticed it, I'm not called the Moed Zaveid until I pick it up. That's the original din. The original din. Tzasa dasa liyad mashma. The Gemara then, the first half of Moed Mitzia, quotes this pasuk from Tzasa dasa liyad mashma in a different context. Maybe one would have thought that Ria Bialma is kaina. One sees an Abed is cutting. The Gemara says, no, the Pasuk says, Matsasa, the Asa, the Yad, the Mashma. So you get a mistaken impression as if the Gemara is coming, this Drasha, Matsasa, the Asa, the Mashma, is only relevant to reject such a foreign notion that Ria Bialma is Kaina. But the Yanisalam says, no, the Pasuk tells me you only have the special status of the Matsi Abed after you pick it up. And it's Nagel Alacha, not just to reject the mistaken Abed. It's Nagel Alacha that the requirement of Simonim, Toshay Shaloi Hey Ramai, only sets in after he picked it up. Goldman didn't pick it up. So you revert back to the Iger Adin that Bar Vishem is Bar Yadav.
Even though Lo Sechol Yitzalim applies to it.
Okay. Sechol Yitzalim even before is the Moitzi Aved. Right? Sechol Yitzalim applies.
Where do we get the idea about when we have two things good enough to do?
You see it from the Gemara. So I thought that, just interpreting, I thought that the pasuk that teaches you Hamoitza Machabeh Olav Araya means to say that the one who is Mukhzah has a schus to continue holding on to the mammon, even if you have a Miktas Raya, because man is not a Raya Alimta. So you have a right to use this schus once in any given dinter. But I'm going to use this schus, you have a right, so I'm going to use my, I have my card over here. I have an ace, whatever, I have a card. So I have a schus that you can't be mitzi the moment from me based on a raya. Then you say, but you have a chazaka also, you have a bar v'shema also. So you can't use the schus twice in any one given dinter. Once I already used up the schus, you can't use it twice. It's not the halacha that you need a raya limta, otherwise you don't win. I have a schus to continue holding on to the money, despite the fact that there's a raya against me, as long as it's not a raya limta, but to use the same schus twice in one dinter, so that you don't, that's the Gemara's assuming, you have no right to do it. You can only use it once in any one dinter. If the same behemoth was involved in a dinter last year with Ruvein, now I'm involved with Shimon, the same behemoth in a different dinter, so I can use the schus now. It's not on the same moment I can ever use it twice. The same dinter, you can't use the schus twice. So this Rosh HaKol Tome, he still doesn't like the pshat. Okay, so maybe there's another pshat, maybe there's a better pshat.
Why are we assuming the Shomer is not a Muslik? He's a Shomer. A Shomer Aved is Muslik for whoever the real owner is.
He's not a Muslik for himself.
No, but he's for whoever the owner
is. The Aved is lost. Aved is lost. So we mentioned yesterday, the Ritva repeats a few times in his Chidushim on Bar Mitzia, if an article is stolen, then it shall leave Aved and Bishusim. If the ganav stole karka in nigzelis, the Gemara says, then it shall leave bishusim. If karka is nigzelis, the ganav acquires a kinyan gzela, then it becomes ene bishusim of the nignav. If karka in nigzelis, then it's both shaloi bishusim of the nignav. Whatever shali is automatically bishusim, unless you have a mafkia. The mafkia has to be a kinyan gzela of the gazel. So let's say the Ritva says in a few places, Mamzi repeats the same idea. What if I own property, but it's lost? So I lost it, I don't know where it is. So he said, that Shaliyah Bishusi, anything that Shaliyah is automatically Bishusi, and you have to have a mafkia. The mafkia has to be the Kinyan Zela of the Gazlan, if there's no Kinyan Zela, not. Yeah. But fine, it's Shaliyah Bishusi, but it's still not called Mukhzuk. Mukhzuk means it's Shaliyah Bishusi, and it's Tachas Yadi, so then I have this chus, Midvar Migash Alem, Yagish Rai Alem. This The Ktzais just wrote Bahavla, what's the definition of Mugza? It's Bishusa, Shalai Bishusa, but it has to be a little more. Anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi. But by the Aveda case, you can't say the owner of the Aveda is called the Mugza. He doesn't know where it is. The Ritva was Machanish that Shalai Bishusa, because anything that Shali is automatically Bishusi, unless you have a Mafkiya. But to say that the Bishusi leads me to declare that it's also Mugza, that not, sof kosof, it's not tachas yode. I have the watch in my pocket, I have a tain Hashem on the watch. I'm not sure myself whether I'm entitled. So Simcha saw the tain Hashem, you're not called a mukhsak at all, we don't pass like that. Why? Because the watch is a tachas yode, I'm holding on to it, I have control over it. But if I lost it, then the Maitzi Aveda Bishur is not Bishusay. He says he admits that it's not his. And even the Bala Aveda, it's also not, it's Bishusay, Shalai Bishusay. But you can't call it muksak. Muksak has to be something past Bishusa. It's not just identical. Tzitzis doesn't give a whole definition, just writes, he blurts out one place. If it's Bishusa, then it's called muksak. But I think you need a little more than that. The Aveda is not called the muksak to the Balo Aveda. Okay. The famous Shtikal Gemara. Yeah, we have a Tosa. Should be. Continue Ksubis tomorrow and then switch to Inyoni Pesachim on Thursday. Or should we continue Ksubis on Thursday, switch to Pesachim next week? There's only Shir 4 days next week, Sunday through Wednesday. Or should we switch to Pesachim tomorrow? So we got to have a democratic vote. Okay. So Ksubis, not too many. Okay, so we'll add a little more ksubis, and then we'll switch Thursday. Switch to Pesachim on Thursday. Tov?
Two different shots.